Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two on Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa. We're live at the Kona Kai Resort, beautiful Kona Kai Resort right on the bay. It's a Maui Jim kind of day at the resort here. The sun is shining. It's warming up. We have free breakfast. We have free coffee, mimosas, Bloody Marys. The fun is happening. We're a great crowd gathered here, literally right on the water next to the beautiful marina at the Kona Kai Resort. Steve Pinar's here, Adam, Dockmaster here at the Kona Kai here is here and just talking about food and looking at these burritos and getting ready to dive into one. How are the burritos?
That's
Ricky?
Good, man.
Yeah, good,
yeah,
too, yeah. Good stuff.
Partook during the break. It's an awesome spot.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. The food here at the resort has been taken to the next level. And they have an amazing brunch. Thank you. Adam just brought me a beautiful latte from the coffee house next door right here. Appreciate that. Tell us about the brunch here and the live music and the free-flowing Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we talked about the restaurant. It's called Vessel Restaurant. Been completely remodeled. And, you know, like I mentioned, Noble House Resorts is a company that has a bunch of I'm going to guess 16 or 18 upscale boutique hotels. Their food and beverage is amazing, and so they really know how to do it. And Vessel is right in line with that. So the menu is I think, insane here. I think food is great. You and I have eaten here a bunch of times. I mean, I've never had a bad meal. I think it's great. The service is great. It's all good. I think a cool thing is on Saturdays and Sundays they have a brunch here, live music. And I believe it's $10 all you can drink Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that it was.
Something like that,
it
right?
It was. When I went, it was, and it was amazing. The food's great. It's just, it's one of those atmospheres you want to have your brunch and then hang out and have cocktails and listen to the band.
Five music.
It's so great. And that entire patio, like, opens up. You know, you can sit outside, but also there's huge of those, like sliding doors that go into the wall.
So right.
It's you're basically on top of the marina. Where we are is like where you're going to be eating up there. And then this, you know, you can sit at the bar, and the bar faces the marina. It's a beautiful restaurant, great food, and, you know, like I said, that brunch is spot on.
Now, do you have to be a member to be able to come and have the brunch?
Not at all.
No, just like, anybody can come. The public is welcome.
Absolutely. I mean, to the whole resort, the public is welcome. Obviously, you can, you know, you can go to the restaurant. Any of that type of stuff is open to the public. The marina tenants, like we said, get all those. And then the Kona Kai Club is typically, I would say, for people not – I mean, the Kona Kai Club has been around as long as the Kona Kai. It's you know, there's lifetime members. It's a legendary club. I mean, I remember when I moved here 25 years ago, the cool people went to the Kona Kai Club, you know, or belonged. And so that is still going, and it's improving. So typically a family will sign up, and their whole family can come down and have access, but they get access to the pool. They get access to the health club. Exercise classes. There's a whole exercise room over here at the marina. They get to get all that. Discounts, deeper discounts at that. They put on events, you know, and they're in the process of making a room up there that's just going to be for the Kona Kai Club. So you'll be able to roll in and have your own little, like, clubhouse.
Yeah.
And then, like we mentioned, you can upgrade your marina to that.
To that,
it's kind of two separate things.
And if you want to roll down there and check it out, we still have a full hour here left. Food, drink, camaraderie, prizes, tons of prizes to give away. We're still giving away the two-night stay here at the Kona Kai Resort and a one-night stay at the Kona Kai Resort, Shimano Rod. Lots of stuff still to give away. And just see Grant right here or the Codfather over here. You want to step up to the mic. You see those guys, they'll take you, win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And when you come into the resort, pull into the parking lot, grab a ticket, and we'll validate that for you. So just see us down here, and we'll take care of that. So
free food, free Bloody Marys, free mimosas, free parking, this view. Let's talk about
beautiful day.
Free tackle.
Are you kidding me?
Why aren't you here right now?
There's nowhere in San Diego that you couldn't be here within another hour. Let's talk hookup. Yeah. So come down, man. Come join us.
Okay, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, they are San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack their fish, all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish and jerky. And I know it's Steve's and probably my favorite too. Those great tuna burgers, so easy to deal with. You just take your fish right to them, and they'll pump out those perfect tuna burgers for you. Awesome. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, or just do what we did when we came back from the Impulse. Got done with fishing, put the fish in the truck, drove them right over to Fisherman's Processing. The Fish Pros took care of everything, and now your fish from your private boat trip is perfectly vacuum-packed. Trade some for burgers. It's just awesome. It's Fisherman's Processing experience
for
sure.
Got a fresh pack of burgers, don't you?
Two of them. Yeah.
I was out. I needed more, so I was stoked.
Well, let's just find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report with a man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Adam, Steve. Well, so here we are, guys, getting toward late October. Ocean's flat, calm, water offshore is mostly upper 60s, and tuna fish are biting. So just like last week, I think I'm going to just keep talking tuna here while we can. So for you guys up this way here, thinking about maybe a little road trip, I was just looking at some of the water charts. I had good pictures the last couple of days, nice and clear. And up on the Osborne there, that green water's gone. Water's now clean and warm, and it's worth a check for both marlin and tuna. The last time the water got like this, or 2 weeks ago, there was both kinds there. A little closer to home there, there's scattered spots of yellowfin from the 14-mile bank on down, 267, 277, 209, 312. Those spots clustered together there, and then the 181, 182 ridge. They've all got spots of fish on them moving around. Not really any big concentrations, but, you know, some of that, you know, 15 to 25-pound fish, occasional big one. But, man, they're stealthy. It's definitely a light line, small hook, hot bait type of setup there. You know, you're fishing bird schools, puddlers, stopping on porpoise, any of that might get you a bite. But farther offshore, oh, boy, San Clemente is once again stealing the headlines. Both ends are biting, but two totally different stories at the opposite ends there. Backside east from outside Desperation to the 81, 86 area across the 125 up to that 57 there, little shallows on the backside. That's kind of been the zone for that good grade yellowfin tuna. That's 25 to 40 mostly. Some of those schools have got some bigger fish in. Some of the guys yesterday had fished up to 75 pounds, and they're just a beautiful grade of fish. And that stuff's biting a 30 and 40 pound, 2-0 hook, and a hot sardine is the answer there. There's occasional bluefin mixed in there, but, and here's where it gets interesting, guys. At the same island, opposite end, backside west, outside the dunes, 50 to 100 fathoms kind of in that sector there. That's where those big bluefins are biting. They love the squid. It's a light line bite, and there's some big ones in there. The first one I hooked the other day in 65 fathoms, straight down, power dive, zing pow. I felt like I was fishing a Clarion with how fast they got.
Wow. That's cool, Mark.
But everything else we caught was 50 to 55 pounds, all on fly line squid with just a light slider, 1-0 hook, 30-pound test. And all the fish we caught were just stuffed with red crab, squid, and fin bait. Man, there's no shortage of food to keep them there. The last couple days, there's been fished 120 pounds up there. They're mostly squid fish. There's virtually no boats because everybody's down there fishing that yellowfin. It's just a world-class setup right now in flat, calm weather, and it's balmy, and the storm track is coming. So I would get in on what's going on now because it's going to change one of these days, and it is absolutely excellent fishing right now, guys.
Like we talked about earlier in the show, if this was happening in June or July, the boats would be packed, and right now they're not.
Yeah,
it's as good as it gets right now. Go get it.
This is officially that week that we always talk about. You always talk about the fish outlasting the fishermen, and that's what's happening. I mean, it is fantastic fishing right now. It's flat, calm. They're bigger than they've been all year long, and it's biting really, really well. And there's nobody going. I mean, you have it to yourself. So make you be the one that is going. Make it happen. It is really biting, Mark. That's so cool.
It's definitely time to go. And you know, and we do got some weather supposedly coming for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We might actually get some real live rain and, you know, maybe a little wind. But that water's so warm and conditions are so good. I mean, even when this next go round blows through, I would admit the stuff's still biting. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Fishing, and of course, fishdope.com has all the stuff that you need. Every day you check it, you know exactly what's going on, where to go, what to do. fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like I said, guys, we're fishing, man. It's as good as it gets right now.
Time to go.
In on it, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate a great report, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. Honestly, I think you just pretty much hit it on the head there when you said teams of fish are outlasting the fishermen at this point, because there's still some really good fishing, and like you just mentioned, you know, any other time of the year, those boats would be packed. And, yeah, we're getting some trips out pretty full, but then again, the San Diego got out with 11 this morning on a Saturday morning.
Jeez.
So
got
shot those yellowtails, the yellowfin on the three-quarter day, and light loads. The overnight trips, like you were just talking about there, still seeing yellowfin, seeing occasional bluefin in there, and there's definitely some big fish in the mix. Pride yesterday, they had fish in the 40, 60-pound range. Bassac, similar fishing. I think they had one bigger fish up to close to 100 pounds, a yellowfin and a bluefin. So all-around good fishing there. The half-day still catching a lot of rockfish out on the local trips there. And lots of options, great weather, and like you said, light loads at this point. So definitely get out there and take advantage of this. You can check our website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there, those half days, those three-quarter days, the 1 days, day and a half, so everything's up there. You can book your spots online there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and take advantage of that great fishing, great weather we're having right now.
Couldn't agree with you more. We said at the beginning of the show, too, and I know you mentioned it as well, reservations just the absolute key to everything right now. Got to have it. You know, got to make sure that those, you know, Mike Tribute called this morning talking about it. You got to get the reservations in so the guys know they have enough to go so we can keep it online and keep this thing rolling.
Now, like I said, it's kind of the opposite of the summer where you need to make sure you have a spot. At this point, make those reservations and make sure you have a trip.
That's a good call, Marcos. Well, great report as always. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. Thanks a lot. Now,
Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Going really good,
Northern
Rick.
Baja Report. What's going on down there?
Well, we're heading your way with my wife for a mimosa and a cheap date, so we're going to be
that away.
That's a
smart man.
Anyways, I think down in Mag Bay, they're too busy. I haven't gotten a report, but I imagine everything's still going full-blown there. But no report from there this week. Over at Mulahay, lots of bait still in the bay. Small yellowtail were cruising the beach at Buena Ventura the other day, which is pretty rare inside the bay, so that was kind of an oddity, chance to catch some smaller yellows in the bay. A little bit of wind outside, but the smaller Dorado still around. A few nice Gulf grouper up to 60, 70 pounds have been hitting the deck over there, so still good fishing in and out of the bay. Up from Mag Bay at La Bocana, continued good fishing offshore. Dorado and yellowfin are both there. I know there's an occasional wahoo showing up there as well. Further up at Bahia Asuncion, the nice yellowtail fishing continues strong. Over at Cedros, I think it's getting a little wind through the channel there lately. So a little bit sloppy. Yellowtail fishing has been a little slower. Calico fishing good for some of the smaller fish up to 4 pounds. But there's been some decent white sea bass and halibut near closer to the beach. So always something to put together on a trip out there. So I think we're going to set something up with Jeff for our schedule next year. Looking forward to that. Over at San Quintin, reds and lings have been the story. Looks like a few guys are heading offshore this weekend, so we'll see if they do okay heading offshore there. That'll be interesting to see if we get some of that good holdover fish that seems to be sticking around here. And who knows, maybe we'll get a little bite head popping in there to match what we've been doing up here. Over at Bay of L.A., smaller yellowtail and cabrilla are mostly the story. Ensenada, same story as it's been for a while. Smaller yellowtail in the bay. Bonita, barracuda, and bass are also around the islands and at the point there. And we've got a crew over at Gonzaga. They kind of just fished from shore yesterday, messing around, got in late, but they're going to be out on the water, so we'll get an on the water report from Northern Cortez, Gonzaga Bay, San Felipe region. So
nice.
That's about it.
Fantastic.
For the fishing there.
All right, well, you're headed down here to talk fishing and finance with people down at the Kona Kai Resort down here. What's the ETA, Rick?
We're about probably 20 minutes out. Hopefully there's still a burrito. If not, we're going to find our way into Mimosa or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet, man. We still have
all the food and the Bloody Mary bar and the Mimosa bar. They're taking care of us here at the resort. So Kona Kai Resort, place to be. It's a beautiful morning. We'll see you shortly, Rick. And if somebody wants more information on finance and fishing, how do we find you?
Yeah, we've got a neat trustee deal going on, so I'll be there in my hat today if anyone wants to ask some questions. But we've got some builders looking for some money that don't want to mess with the banks, secured by real estate and nice high interest rate returns available. So find me on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or check me on the phone line, 949-481-1807.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. We'll see you shortly here at the Kona Kai Resort and talk to you next Saturday.
Right now.
See you, Rick. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, which, again, is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation and strength and durability. Get ready for the big fish. The big fall season is upon us right now, and it's a perfect time to stock up on your Nautilus Circle hooks. It's absolutely my favorite hook. Definitely the hook that I was using when we were fishing on the Impulse with Steve. Our bait was fantastic in health, but it's a little on the smaller side, so having that slightly thinner gauge wire from a Nautilus Circle hook makes a big difference for sure. And, you know, with a smaller hook, having a circle hook, getting your bite in the corner of the mouth when you're fishing lighter line, so much more important. So I love that Nautilus circle hook.
It works. Yeah, Nautilus circle hook by Gamakatsu is the one you want for sure. Hey, if you want to join us, you want to step up to the mic, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, see the Codfather over here. He'll register you up, and you'll have a chance. You have a pretty good shot here at jumping in there. And if you want to join us on the phone, you also can do that. Right, Rick?
You got it, man. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Again, it's 858-457-1090. It's open right now. And we do have a toll-free line open. It's been a busy morning this morning, but we do have one of our toll-free numbers open as well. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not forget, every person that steps up to the microphone today is going to get a chance at winning those brand-new World Cup Maui Jim sunglasses, the best glasses in the water. And every single person that calls this morning is going to be eligible to win half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a point.
You bet. And make sure when you come down here to the resort, you see the guys over here at the table. Grab a ticket. We're going to be doing another raffle here, giving away some great prizes, and everybody's going to be eligible to win that one-night stay, including breakfast here at the Kona Kai Resort, and a two-night stay, including breakfast at the Kona Kai Resort. Can I be in on that, Steve?
No.
Oh, no. Darn. Man, love to be able to
but
do
But you can
that,
stay in your boat,
sure.
So you've got both worlds.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. Let's talk to Tony, who's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hi, Tony.
I have a question. I have a 21-foot Parker center console. It's a new boat. It's very nice. I was wondering, do you have any accommodations for a smaller boat like that? Maybe a side tie or something like that?
You know, right now we do have 30s and 32s available. And, you know, it's a constant revolving door. But what we ask is if you're willing to put your boat in a 30-foot slip, where we will put you in the lineup. And, you know, like I said, go on the website and make sure you fill out the application. I happen to be a fan of Parker boats, so I know exactly what the boat looks like, and I've actually fished them a couple of times, so it would be pretty easy if you filled out the app and got in the lineup. But unfortunately, with the demand on slips, we don't have any side ties or anything like that, so it's...
But it comes around once in a while.
Every once in a while, but, you know, the 2 years I've been here, I haven't really seen anything open up. So it's best if you want to be on the water next to the bait and close to the ocean, you really want to grab a slip. And it's not just a slip. It's access to a pool. It's access to a workout facility. And
yeah,
the secret is keeping the wife happy.
At the resort, yeah. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah.
How important, you know, now with the future going up, we obviously been talking with the guys. We've been talking with the guys with the Shelter Island Launch Ramp program, which they're going to do a great job, and they're going to make as much opportunity to come fishing still as possible. But let's face it, it's going to be a hassle when that Shelter Island Launch Ramp is closed down. How nice to have your boat for the year. You know, this is the year you want to try going from being on the trailer to being in the water.
All of us in the water in San Diego Bay are going to reap the benefits of that.
Seriously.
At the bait receiver, man, no line. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be a nice
deal. Or you can just go over to the Dana Landing launch ramp.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You could do that.
I'm trying to be helpful.
Right there. Yeah, right there. There's a place called Dana Landing in Mission Bay that you could go to.
Yeah.
Too. But, you know, here's the thing, too, I might say, is that once you put that Parker in the water, you're never going to put it on the trailer again, period.
No.
You paint the bottom, you have it in the water, because then you use the boat. I mean, I can tell you from personal experience, you paint the bottom, you put it in the water, you actually use the boat.
You fish after work. I mean,
you fish
during lunch. You go throw plastics at the jetty. I mean, it's a whole different world, and it's a whole different type of boat usage.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
it
doubt.
It really is.
What is the smallest slip size you have here at the Kona Kai Resort?
Smallest we have is a 30.
A 30, okay.
Yeah.
That's the smallest. All right. So inquire online and give a call to Adam in the office there. He'll set you up and take care of you there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, they must be biting. They
must be biting.
Because we got Mike Pritchard from the Tribune is calling us back on the line. And, Mike, if you were calling us back this morning, there could only be one reason.
Dude, they're biting. I told you back in. I was thinking more along the line of tomorrow morning. We just slid on a spot. We put 10 of those big yellowfin on board. We got 5 hanging. They're boiling all around the boat. And, this would be a nice grade of fish for Guadalupe Island. A lot of fish in the high 40-pound range. These things are absolutely bitching. Tonight's a go. Last time I checked, we only have 3 spots or 3 reservations. We're going to make tonight a go no matter what. If you want to come out and catch some of these things, Seaforth Landing, 619. Oh, crush one. 224-3383. I got to go.
That's awesome. Nice going, buddy.
That's awesome. Now, wait a minute. I'm leaving tomorrow on our Let's Talk Hookup 6-day trip on the Shogun, which I'm very excited about. Guadalupe Island, magical place. Haven't been there in like 10 years. It's such an amazing place. Last week was a very slow week. We were talking yesterday about there was no current down at the island. So now maybe I'm saying, well, maybe we should go to San Clemente Island instead.
We'll go to
Guadalupe.
Yeah, you're going to the proper land for sure.
What my point is, if you've been wishing you were going on a Guadalupe trip,
exactly.
Go to San Clemente Island tonight on the Tribute, for crying out loud.
How cool. And like we heard, I mean, there's been multiple fish up to and including 100-pounders. It's biting good, and that gets me so fired up.
Yeah,
awesome. What a cool
for
report.
Sure. Absolutely.
Cool report.
Hey, Jeff is here. Jeff Needham. Are you still around? Jeff's stepping up to the mic. And, again, if you want to have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, step up to the mic, ask a question, make a comment, whatever. Just see the guys over here. The Codfather, it was Rick's dad. We call him the Codfather. Rock Cod Rick, get it. Anyway. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing here?
Very good.
Good.
Jeff. Lately, sharks been getting a little PR on the television. What's going to happen to the shark cages? Supposedly 2 times the sharks got into the same cage. In Guadalupe.
Yeah, I don't know that you saw. If you are a subscriber on Code Group, Michael Folks' Code Group, they had a video yesterday on Code Group that was just insane.
That is insane.
That's a wild video.
And let me tell you something. I have been in those cages at Guadalupe Island with those sharks right next to you. I can't imagine a more frightening experience for that guy that was in there, in that cage, when that shark got in there. It was pretty unbelievable. The issue is the smaller sharks, they have very wide bars in the cages for photographers and being able to really get up and close and personal with the sharks. Maybe they're going to have to start making the cages a little smaller.
I think they're going to have to, Pete.
Yeah.
It looks bad when you got bait running around the side of the boat and a rope on it and blood coming out of a great white coming out of the top with one diver in. And the second one had several people, and it just came on the news the other day. The first one, I guess, was in August.
Yeah. But nobody got hurt.
Fortunately.
Except for the shark.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing if you're a tree hugger. I'm not. I like the shade, but I don't hug trees. And on a better note, to change the subject, because it's not my favorite, I watch a little bit Mexican news. Channel 12 is not my favorite, but it's about all that's available half the time to me. And they have 3 times a day. Last week, they showed Totuava being on Puertecitos. They were dumping the second time now. They put in small fry, and they claim they're going to do it again in December. And it comes up from Ensenada.
Good news.
At the institute down there called CITES.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Try and bring that Tortuava back. Yeah.
If you can do the internet and get into the Mexican thing with Cetis Empanada MX, it might be able to be more information. Yes. I didn't see them go into the water, but I hope they get in there and grow up a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool, Jeff.
They're really making a move there to do that. Yeah. So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you coming down to the Kona Kai Resort. You enjoying the breakfast and everything down here, everybody seems to be. So
it's awesome.
Happening down
here.
Yeah,
you got it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog Hands-Free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 60-second seminar. You know, today we're giving away a spool of Max Quattro. I may have already given it away, but that Max Quattro is an amazing line that PowerPro makes.
25% skinnier for the exact same line size that you're fishing for. So if you're used to fishing standard PowerPro 65-pound, you wind on Max Quattro, fantastic casting, fantastic knot strength, but even better, it's the size of 50 pounds. So you're going to greatly increase the amount of line capacity that your reel holds, or you'll fish the same strength, have lesser diameter, your bait's going to be able to tow your line through the water so much better.
Yes, indeed. You have a Tranx, you put that Max Quattro 80 pound on there. Unbelievable the way you can cast that, the retrieve it. It's just a way to go. Max Quattro, there's nothing else like it on the market. It's by PowerPro. Check it out at your local tackle store or check out powerpro.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Thanks to Grant. Thanks to Codfather for doing a great giveaway here. Still going to be giving away night stay at the Kona Kai Resort with breakfast, two night stay at the Kona Kai Resort. Everybody, hold on to your tickets that have already won, because we're putting everybody back in for the grand prize, including that Shimano Terramar rod, too. So everybody's going to be back in for that grand prize, which is coming in the next break here, live at the Kona Kai Resort, having a great time. What a beautiful day to be at the Kona Kai. And that's kind of what the feeling is down here. When you come down here, you're in resort mode.
You better be.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get much more chill than this.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
All right. Well, actually, I think we're going to do the stand-up microphone question first, but while we're waiting for Adam to get us going.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, how about Michael from La Jolla, Michael Bonner? Is he you still here, Michael?
Michael should be stepping up to the mic. Hey, Michael.
There he is. Thanks for coming down, Michael.
All right, thanks. Question for Steve and Adam. I deliver yachts down Puerto Vallarta, Costa Rica. We delivered one a year ago from here. If I need assistance in provisioning the yacht, I heard on the way down your coffee people provide that service.
Yep. They'll manage the provisioning of the vessel. They'll bring it down to the boat. They'll go do your shopping for you. And, you know, it's just one of the services they offer. So,
how cool is that?
Yeah, it's really neat. And, you know, we tried to come up with a concept that would best utilize that little location. So it's retail, it's yacht service, it's pretty much everything you can imagine. And we obviously cater to the mega yachts, and we want to give them another reason to use us. So we try to be as accommodating as possible and take every aspect of this property and kind of devote it towards that type of business. So that was one of the concepts with that location. And he'll go and get whatever you need and make sure it's there before you depart, and advise you on any local resources as far as what you need for your boat.
Is that just the type of thing that you'd utilize for a real long trip? You're taking your boat to Cabo and preparing boat, or even as little as, you know, you live up in Orange County, but you want to keep your boat closer to the fishing in San Diego, and you just need food and beer and stuff for the weekend. Like, you can provision the boat for the weekend's worth of gear, so you don't have to deal with it if you live from out of town, but you
Absolutely.
Want your boat closer to the better fishing.
Yes, and that is the...
That's huge. I think that's just an awesome service.
Yeah, and, I mean, he's even gone as far as... provisioning for, like, the beer can races. You know, a boat goes out for a couple hours, and he's actually borrowed my skiff to go over to the fuel dock and get those chicken salad sandwiches that everybody loves.
That's cool.
So, I mean, it's a really diverse, and it's just a great, you know. Yeah. And that's the spirit of everybody on the property, is how are we going to make boating better for you, and how are we going to, you know, really provide a value for you if you keep your boat here. So
I could see this being a really nice facility if you aren't necessarily from San Diego. But, I mean, let's face it, if you want to go south to where there's been obviously really good fishing, you've got a really nice place to stay for the weekend. If you want to come down long weekend, you obviously stay on the boat and have access like that. If you don't necessarily – if you live in Los Angeles but you want to have that better Mexico fishing experience, what a great spot to keep the ride.
The marina is full with those people.
Yeah, and the majority of the people in the marina are probably from out of San Diego, right?
Yeah. And it's
because they take advantage of that.
It's a destination. I mean,
you
have all the fishing resources and the boating resources, but if you just want to change a pace, you can basically staycation down here.
Right.
Come down, utilize the resort, get your massage, you know, get your spa treatments, use the pool, and it's just, even if it's 10 miles away, the environment is such that, you know, it's cheaper than a condo on the beach, but you have all the resources of a resort, too, so it's a great community. So
definitely has that Mexico slow vibe, really nice feel down here, but clean and easy to deal with, and it's awesome.
Really nice. Very good. Thank you very much for coming down to Kona Kai Resort.
I just want to thank Pete Rick for another great show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming down. Enjoying this great. And we want to thank Kona Kai Resort for doing such a great, great job here this morning for our listeners. And, of course, the people here at the marina were also invited. They really put it out here this morning. So thanks a lot to the management here at the Kona Kai. They really did a fantastic job.
Very cool. That's another thing we try and do. You know, Pete, we have like three times a year we have a marina barbecue where we, you know, free of charge. So, you know, we have all sorts of beer and cocktails and everything. We, you know, cook a bunch of burgers, and we try and get, you know, Adam talks about the community. So everyone comes up and hangs out. And you meet your neighbor instead of just walking by the boat and saying hi. There's all sorts of events and parties, which is kind of a cool thing that you don't see at most marinas.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Brian, who's called us from Claremont this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say I take my family to Kona Kai at least once, maybe twice a year. what a fantastic resort. We have a blast every time we're there.
That's pretty cool.
Right here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you live up in Claremont, so it's like a staycation virtually that's like miles and miles away from the real world, right?
Exactly. We go down there. We rent the boat, check out the San Diego Bay. I've lived here my whole life, but there's plenty of things to see. We fish. We ride the jet skis. We just have a great time. The food's excellent. The spa's great. It's just a good time.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Brian. Hey, Stephen, Action Sports Runner, who's talking about, you actually rent boats right here. You could come stay at the resort, utilize facilities, the pool, and actually have your own boat right on the water here.
Yep. We're open to the public at all our locations. Yeah. Yep. You can just, like, just exactly as you're saying it. You just come on down, go up to the booth, say, I want a boat for 2 hours. We get
what
you
do you have?
At this location, we have a 21-foot Boston Whaler.
Wow.
For a motorboat.
Real boats.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. Down here, you got to have something that can handle San Diego Bay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can get bumpy real fast. You know, we have a couple of jet skis. You know, like I said, all the stand-up paddle boards, the kayaks, the bikes, a little bit of everything. So, yeah, and it's great. You just go up for an hour. Just like, if you're done, you pull up to the dock, you walk away. We take care of everything else, and it makes a great amenity.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Brian here. Brian Caradola. Are you here, Brian? Here at the Kona Kai Resort. Brian. Okay. Brian's going to step up to the mic here. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Brian?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, lobster season has come and started.
Yes.
And I have the fever as well as everyone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, hoop netting's a lot of fun, but it can be a lot of work. And I'm wondering, I get a lot of different information about what's the best driving force. What do you think it is? Everyone's got their own theory. Is it the tide, the current, the amount of water, the moon? Just what do you think is, are those all factors to consider, or is there one more significant than the other?
Yeah. I mean, Scott Sherman was just here and showed me a picture of his Hooping Wednesday where he had 17 right here in the bay.
Wow.
And, you know, you want water movement, but not too much movement, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's key, and I think you got to find the places where they're living so they move around a lot. And some nights they crawl, some nights they don't. And that's one of the other things is we've got to be consistent. You can't just go once and miss and say, oh, it's no good, it's too hard. It you know, they come and go, right, Rick?
I would agree. I would think like all fishing, there's always a bunch of different conditions, and if more of them are in your favor, you're going to have better fishing and less of them are not. If you could pick one type of condition that was probably the best for lobster, it's surge. And that, you know, it's a bigger surge or a bigger swell. That really pushes those things out of the rocks that they're in. You know, when they're hunkered down deep inside the rocks and deep inside the caves, they don't move around as much. But when that surge is really significant, that pushes those things around a lot. It pushes them out of the rocks, which puts them out and feeding. And they're crawling around and more likely to be out and about and find your bait and get in your hoops rather than just stay hunkered down. So if there's one condition that probably provides the best, it's bigger surge or bigger swell.
Yeah, no doubt. The other thing, too, that's really important if you're getting into it is an ace line hauler.
Oh, man.
Especially for a guy who's a little aged like yourself, you know.
Thank you.
Just joking there. The ace line hauler makes it fun because sometimes even if you're fishing, you know, 40, 50 feet in the bay, I mean, it makes a difference between making it really fun and easy to do instead of just a real workout. Well, now, if you have a young guy like Ricky there to pull your hoops, it's one thing, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I've hooped my whole life, but I've never had a boat that was nice enough to worry about banging hoop nets all over the side of the boat and everything. But this is the first year of having our Parker. My boat partner, Neil's, got our boat up on a hooping trip this weekend. And we said the same thing. Like, this is the first time hoop net mission on that boat. And we're trying to, you know, we have tall gunnels now. We're out of the water a lot further. It's different than when we were hooping in the Triumph. That's the other beauty of the ace line hauler is, You've got basically a boom, a little arm that stays, you know, about 3 feet off the side of the boat. Yep. So when your hoop net comes up, you don't have some net clanging and banging into the side.
And
of
you've got the bulldog attachment that automatically wraps the line around.
Yeah,
and then you can make sure that your boat doesn't get damaged.
So perfect.
Get
all
the
right.
Ace line hauler. Get the new Promar XL Eclipse
ambush nets.
Mm-hmm. Good, lots of rope. You know, if you're fishing 50 feet, you want to have at least 60 to 70 feet minimum of rope.
50 feet, we always say we want 75 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 25 feet more than your depth of fishing.
Yeah.
Just for scope and current and all that kind of.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort. Jeff Smith is here. Kona Kai. Jeff, thanks for coming down. God, what a beautiful day.
It's perfect today. Just a little plug. We live on board here. I know Adam, and they're great here. So this place is just fabulous.
That's awesome, Jeff.
My question is, I've been reading a lot, and there's a lot of activity on the Internet, about the 2020 Olympics and angling being a part of the Olympics.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
huh?
It is, and I have the first recipient over here who wants to be on the team, and I just wondered if you guys are going to get involved, like Kona Kai or Action Sports, if you'd be a sponsor and know anything about it.
If he does the opposite of everything I do on a fishing boat, he'll be just fine.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that are talking about doing a bass fishing type of thing, because bass fishing's so universally accepted worldwide. Wouldn't that be pretty
cool.
exciting?
Yeah.
That would be pretty exciting.
It really would.
Yeah, for sure. Well, get your angler out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly in the right spot for it.
Now,
that's
I know when I was here when I was a kid, there was a Kona Kai Anglers, and there was a Kona Kai part of the club. Do they still have Kona Kai Angler Club?
They don't. Yeah. But we still have all the trophies and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I love hearing about that. And, you know, who knows in the future? I mean, we're coming up with good ideas, and we're talking about reviving some of the old school stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's still in its infancy. You know, there's so much here to work with, and I mean, potentially anything can happen. That's the great thing about this property.
I just remember when I was a kid, the Kona Kai Anglers, they had an annual banquet. And
yeah.
It was just like, it was such a cool deal.
Yeah.
It was
how the Make-A-Wish started.
Yeah.
It was Kona Kai Club.
Kona Kai?
Against, what's the yacht club down there?
Silvergate.
Yeah. It was those two.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for coming down. We'll see you on
the
dock.
Thank you.
For sure. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jerry calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, hello. Good morning, guys. Love the show. Been listening for many years. But my question is, you know, really like listening to you guys because you guys come up with great ideas, and I think it would be a great idea to come down for a weekend and bring the family. And my question is, if I do that, is there a place to, like, park the boat so I can go out one morning or afternoon and fish the bay and spend the weekend there? Is that possible?
You mean, like be at the hotel, yes. Bring family down, take advantage of the resort, and then a place to put your boat? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah.
Go spend a couple of days and be able to park the boat somewhere secure so we can go spend maybe the day fishing the bay.
What we do is we try to accommodate the best we can the boats for people that stay at the resort. We obviously wanted to make it an option, and it's great. If you're going to fish, like, the Bay Bass Tournament or one of those tournaments where there's a 10-mile line at the boat ramp at 4 in the morning, you come stay at the resort, you put your boat in the water, you have breakfast, and you go fish the tournament. I mean, we definitely have a secure location for you to store your boat with your stay. And, you know, that's something that We really do try to accommodate the best we can. And
A great idea.
Yeah.
To make everybody happy, right, and go catch some fish.
Yeah, and not sit at the boat ramp and wait in line. And
yeah. So. Even for just like a, you know, the local tuna fishing, local yellowtail fishing, you come down for the weekend, bring the boat, bring the family, you know. Take everybody who wants to go fishing and then leave everybody else at the resort to enjoy the amenities.
If somebody wants to hang back, this is a pretty solid spot to hang back and get a massage while everybody else is out fishing.
Adam, how would they arrange that?
Basically what you do is you go on the website. You can inquire about a room. Once you secure your date with the room, they'll transfer you over to me, and we'll facilitate a location for you to keep your boat.
Very good. And you can accommodate boats up to?
You know, anything from 30 to 250, but, you know, if it's a three-night stay and it's a 21-foot boat, we'll figure something out for you.
There you go. Yeah, and so at 30, when you say a 30-foot slip, you can put a 20-foot boat in a 30-foot slip.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So
it'll fit.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It depends who's driving.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, thanks a lot. Good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. You know, we talked earlier about Jenny over here with the club, and I want to, for those that may have be tuned in later, becoming a member. So it's not just about boat slips here. It's not just about hotel rooms. You can actually be, it's a club. You can be a member here, right, guys?
Yeah. It's a private club. I mean, that's what it is. Like I said, it's legendary. It's been around forever, and it gives you access more than the marina has. And it's a pretty special, private, unique thing that gives you full access, you know, all the events and discounts and like I said, the exercise classes that aren't included in that. So there's a bunch of extra stuff, and it's, you know, shortly there's going to be a private room where you just show up and it'll be the Kona Kai Club room. No one else goes in there. It's going to be your private room.
Nice. Those private cabanas by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that if you're a member?
It's awesome.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to go check those out, Rick. I mean, you can see you with a cocktail in there, you know, hanging out.
Language,
watch football on Sundays on the TV.
And the club has their own dedicated cabana that's first come, first serve for club members. So if they're all reserved and the club one's open and you're a club member, you just walk up there, and it's part of the deal.
That's awesome.
Well, not just that. When you come down on weekends, like you know, I said, when we come to the pool, that pool will fill up. On a day like today, that pool will fill up. Well, half of those chaise lounges, those chairs up there, are reserved for Kona Kai Club members.
Yep.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So there's almost always a spot available for you if you're in the Kona Kai Club. That's just those. It's all those little extra benefits.
And
you know what?
And you.
Free valet parking.
Free valet parking as part of that membership. Yeah. And you flip the little flag up, and the waitress comes over and serves you whatever you want.
Or just leave it up.
That's what you do, right?
I'm always going to be ready for one soon.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're down here and you want to know more about the clubs, just go over and see Jenny over here, and she'll take care of you and fill you in on what's going on there. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Matt? He's calling us from Newport this morning. Matt, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I see a solution for our friendly seal population in La Jolla Cove. In the near future, they're going to ban all humans from the cove because of the high bacteria levels, and people will be getting sick, and that's going to force something in the future, right?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the problem is that the Marine Mammal Protection Act is a federal act, and it oversees everything on local things. So the bottom line is, as much as we dislike them, as much as we don't want them around, as much as the problems that they cause, it's a fact of life that we have to deal with, and it's not going to go away.
Because
they have whiskers and smiles.
Yeah. Right. Eyelashes.
Yeah, and eyelashes. Yeah, so it's a fact of life that we have to deal with there. So, wish I had a better answer, but that's pretty much all I got.
That's the truth, for sure. Appreciate the phone call. All right, hey, let's jump right back into him. This time, talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys.
Hills, we have a kind of a bad connection
breaking
there,
up on you. Why don't we put Hills on hold, and we'll see if we can't jump back into the phones and talk to Chuck. And Chuck's calling us from San Diego this morning. Chuck, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to give everybody a heads up that today from 10 o'clock until 3 this afternoon, we're doing a fly fishing demo day over at the San Diego Mission Bay Boat and Ski Club. This thing's being run by Temple Fork Outfitters. We got a bunch of rods over here to demo, and then we've also got a whole bunch of seminars and classes for people who are either new to fishing overall, or maybe conventional gear guys who have seen people out there fly fishing and are like, okay, how do you do that? We've got stuff for all that. Nick Curcione, who's kind of the godfather of fly fishing the surf on the West Coast, is here, and he's going to be doing clinics. So we got a full day's agenda, and it's open to the public. So just wanted to give everybody a heads up.
That is so cool. And Nick, what a great guy to have. Nick is probably one of the most entertaining and best teachers I've ever had the pleasure to hang out with. He's just such a neat guy and just super good. And Temple Fork, super affordable fly rod. And so if you're wanting to get into fly fishing, once again, where is it?
It's at the San Diego Mission Bay Boat and Ski Club. The address is 2606 North Mission Bay Drive. We're just past the entrance to the Mission Bay Golf Course on the De Anza Cove side.
Okay, very good. And just show up, right?
Absolutely, just show up. There's going to be a drawing for everybody who comes in. Temple Fork is going to be donating the fly rod of your choice. So whether you're a trout fisherman or whether you want to go chase makos,
any rod that's in their line, any fly rod in their line, you got a chance to win one.
Wow.
There you
cool.
go. And meet one of the icons in the industry, Nick Criscione. Great guy. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much, Chuck.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For filling us in on that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're giving away a ton of great prizes. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live at the Kona Kai Resort. This is Let's Talk Hookup on Mighty 1090.
Feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the winner of the half-day fishing trips for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing, including all the tackle rental if you need it, is going to Brian in Claremont. Brian, congratulations on that. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, you are. And Kevin Mills from Del Mar, you're the winner of the Maui Jim World Cups. Kevin, come and see me.
All right, Kevin.
Come see me after the show, and we will get you the Maui Jim World Cups from Maui
That's
Jim,
sweet.
The best in the world, and Steve Pinard's favorite. And Steve Pinard, what a great,
very
Kona
cool.
Kai Resort did such a fantastic job, and we sure appreciate all their hospitality and bringing us here and serving everybody breakfast and the whole deal here. This is kind of just an example of what happens here every Saturday and Sunday, the Kona Kai Resort brunch.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
with yep. free-flowing mimosas and free-flowing Bloody Marys and great food and fantastic up at Vessels Restaurant right here at the resort.
Well, we appreciate that, you know, you're not only a tenant, but you're also a partner here in it, and it's great to get the word out.
It's
what an amazing
place.
Spot. And that's why I just wish everyone come down and just go grab lunch. Just go grab a cocktail at the bar, and you'll see what we're talking about. It's real easy. Roll in here, check it out. And
If you have your boat at another marina, just come check out the club.
Yeah.
And you'll be hooked.
Or just go on to the website for the marina, and I think KonakaiMarina.com, and look at that aerial view of this. It is such an amazing piece of property. If you look where it is, it's right at the end of Point Loma. I mean, right up by it's insanely beautiful spot. So it's a great venue.
And Adam, if somebody wants to inquire about a slip, slips from 30 feet to
250.
There you go.
And if it's 275, right, we'll figure it out.
Find a way.
Find a way to do it. All right. How do we get a slip?
Best thing to do is go on the website, KonakaiMarina.com, and apply for the slip. You fill out all your information, and there you can get your rates, and you can get a map of the marina, get an idea. So if we give you slip options, you can actually go to the map and enlarge it and say,
see where you're going to be.
Yeah. And
and slips come and go here. So if there's not one available for your boat, get on the list,
Adam will call you. I tell people, because they call all the time, and be ready. Have the information in. Have the paperwork complete. Have the pictures of the boat. Make it turnkey. So when I get a 30-day notice, I call you, and it's just, turnkey.
You're in.
Because there's so many people interested that the people that have all their information in are going to be the people we contact.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
And you get access to every amenity at the resort. And then if you want to upgrade, too, you can do that, too.
You get that brass membership, and now you got social events, and, there's things in the works. They're really trying to build interest in it, and they got a great group of people that are coming up with awesome ideas, and I see the club being something that is great, and it's going to evolve and become,
next level.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Next level. I mean, you're royalty when you're here, and that's what they want you to feel like.
And you do.
I
can tell you from personal experience, because I keep my boat here, you do feel like royalty. It's a great place. I'm just very, very happy to be here. See Jenny, if you call the resort, ask for Jenny. Jenny will fill you in on club memberships. If you don't have a boat and you want a membership, just call Jenny and she'll fix you up on that. You want to come down and spend a staycation, you're up in L.A. or Orange County, you have listeners all over Southern California, you want to spend a great weekend in San Diego, KonakaiResort.com, and check it out. Room rates, everything, very, very reasonable for what you get here and everything like that.
It's always 20 degrees cooler here than it is in the East, too. So,
awesome.
If it's hot out there, come here.
You
enjoy
bet.
The pool.
Hang out.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys very much. Thanks to Konakai again. Thanks to all of you for showing up this morning. Sure appreciate that. Want to thank Godfather and, of course, Grant for helping us out, giving away. We're going to give away a lot more, plus those room nights. Stay tuned. And, of course, Adam in the studio. And, of course, Dick and Isaiah, our chief engineers. And again, we'll be back tomorrow morning, back in the studio. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be in the Mighty 1090 studios tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you then, right back here on the Mighty 1090.